Welcome, everyone, to Wide Open Spaces with Elise. This is episode 4. Thank you for joining me today. Today, we're going to talk about solitude in the middle of a pandemic. Hope everybody's doing well today. So the reason why I chose solitude is I came to my own personal awareness when we were on lockdown. Most of the states, I believe at least 49 of them, have partial opening now. So a lot of us are kind of going outside a little more and exploring and maybe going to stores and other type of things, getting your hair done, your nails done, and all that kind of stuff. So for me, I'm still staying home. That's my comfort zone. I'm good. So there's a difference between loneliness and solitude. Loneliness is basically self-explanatory. We've all felt lonely. Lonely is a sad place to be. Solitude is something different. Solitude is peace, it's inner awareness, it's focusing on yourself and what your needs are. So, though loneliness is obviously something we all try to avoid because of the sadness it evokes, solitude is something that we should be walking towards and opening that door so that we can have moments of peace and solitude. Now, throughout the years, solitude has had somewhat of a negative connotation. In the past, it's been considered an inconvenience or something to avoid, a punishment, a realm of loners. Science has often aligned itself with negative outcomes from solitude. Freud linked solitude with anxiety. He noted that in children, the first phobias relating to situations are those of darkness and solitude. So the history of solitude is kind of correlating with loneliness. But through the years, we've come to realize that they're both very separate entities. They're completely different. Though they are single and you are by yourself for both, one evokes sadness and one can evoke freedom and peace. A quote I'd like to read to you right now is by Naomi Judd. Solitude is creativity's best friend. And solitude is refreshment for our souls. I love that when I read it, refreshment for our souls. Because what do we think when we hear the word refreshment? Something that makes us feel dancing and cools us off and makes us feel uplifting. It refreshes us. It gives us energy. So I love how she said that, refreshment for our souls. Refreshing ourselves. Lifting ourselves up. This is something we can all do. It's something that's within all of our power. It's just, do we tap into that? Because we've become so accustomed to not wanting to be quote unquote alone or in solitary situations. Most people, especially in American society, are always seeking out others. Always wanting to be with others and doing things and going and really not taking time for solitude. We're a very busy society. So what happened? All of a sudden, things changed. That busyness changed. Truly, the only busyness that was going on was with our people who were frontline workers. And the necessary workers to help bring food to our tables and nourish us and take care of us and our doctors and our nurses. Those were the people who were still involved above and beyond in that craziness of going and working and trying to save lives. The rest of us who started to have to work from home, if you were in IT or things that you could work from home or video conference, our world changed. We all of a sudden became in a different environment. Now, for me personally, I always had my house to myself during the day. And then all of a sudden, two other people were here with me every day. I have one child in college. And all of a sudden, I didn't have my solitude. And it was weird for me. I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to find my space. I wasn't mad at anybody. I wasn't irritated with anybody. But I started to notice that something I took for granted was that quiet time that I had. And now the only time I was being quiet was when I was tiptoeing around the house while my daughter was doing her virtual schooling. So I began to go outside. And in that process, I found my solitude. At first, I fought it. It was short spans. My mind was going. It was like very odd, fleeting thoughts, because I really was, other than the nature around me and the headphones in my ears, it was just me, myself, and I. And then as time went on, and day after day after day, it became almost an addiction for me. I had to go outside. On days that it rained, I was sad because I began to need my solitude. Not lonely, not being alone, but my solitude. Because in that solitude, something happened to me. It was almost like I was stepping out of myself, and all of a sudden this clarity came to me, and these thoughts came to me, and these feelings came to me. And honestly, I didn't realize I was so philosophical. And whenever thoughts would come to me, I would quickly pick up my phone and write them down. And when I would read them back hours later, I was like, wow, that came out of me? There was this process coming over me. I was remembering who I was, who I used to be. I was almost tapping into that inner child. When I was younger, I was always the kid who would rush home after school and go in my room, and with my hairbrush and my big mirror on my dresser, I would sing and dance, pretend I was famous. That was my thing. I wanted to be famous. It's like so many kids want to. And I would just sing my heart out, and it was my way of getting that energy out after school, the frustration, the social anxiety, whatever I was experiencing, boy trouble, whatever it was. And now all of a sudden, I'm in my backyard, all these years later, accomplished, a mom of two, a wife, a daughter, a friend, and I saw something happening to myself. I'm out there in the shade on my lounge chair, and I'm singing at the top of my lungs. And I'm dancing, and I'm not caring who's around me. And let me tell you, when you live on a lake, your voice carries across the lake. And normally that would bother me, like, oh my God, somebody can hear my horrible singing. I didn't care. Something was happening. The restraints on myself and society were loosening because of the solitude that I was having. And I would just bolt out these songs with my horrible voice and sing. And I felt so good. I felt so free. What I really felt was that inner child coming back out of me again. And in that moment, I remembered and found myself back in my childhood bedroom, singing with that hairbrush in my hand to REO Speedwagon, Journey, and Air Supply, and all those songs I used to love. And here I was again, now in my 50s, and singing just like that in a different place and at a different time, but tapping back into something that made me so happy when I was a child, that helped me release my anxiety and my frustration and my fears. And I felt free. And as days go on, I'm getting to know myself again as an individual. I still love all my other responsibilities. That's the life I chose for myself. But I'm getting to know me again and the creative side of me. And that's kind of how my podcast came to be, because over the years, when I talk with friends and family, they've said that I should try something like this, but I never had the guts. I never had the strength to step out of my safety zone, my box. And in this process of this pandemic, it's given me the greatest gift. I got to know myself again, me, myself, and I. What a gift. It's not that I'm ignoring all the hardships out there and people who are losing their lives. I am. But for me, this is my existence. And I got a gift from COVID-19. I found me again. It's so beautiful to find myself. And so the reason why I'm telling you this personal story is I want you to find solitude. Now, some of us become very uncomfortable when we try solitude. If any of you have ever tried meditating and meditating has been a difficult thing for you, that's because it's solitary. You're in your head, and it's hard for us to go in our head. So if you can't do meditation, try what I did. Pick an environment. The beauty of this is none of this costs any money. So it doesn't matter what your economic status is. This is something that any of us can do anywhere. Take either the quiet time, or if you want to put your earbuds in and listen to music that makes you feel. That's all. Feel. And it takes work. It's like exercise. Remember I said at first it was uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden this process started happening to me? Because my brain started becoming comfortable with being solitary. And then all of a sudden these creative juices were flowing. A side of me I hadn't seen in years was awakening again. And I would love for you to have that awakening. And if you've already had that awakening, bravo. I'm happy for you. But if you're still feeling something empty, that you're just caught up in the daily routine, try solitude. Start for 5 minutes and then expand as it becomes easier to you. And see where your thoughts take you. If it takes you somewhere negative, then you have to focus on coping skills to help you with those negative thought processes. If it takes you somewhere positive, well, then you're moving and you're growing. And once you get over the negative and cope, you begin to move and grow too. Because ultimately, we have one time to go around and we need to make the most of it. And I think during this pandemic, it's really shaken some of us up, showing us our mortality and that anything could happen. So grasp the moment. Make a goal for yourself. Once this week, if that is all you feel you can handle. If you can do it every day, go for it. Find a place that you can be solitary. Choose how you want to be solitary and see what happens. Let me know. I'm really curious. You may be uncomfortable. That's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable. I'd like to read another quote to you. To make the right choices in life, you have to get in touch with your soul. To do this, you need to experience solitude, which most people are afraid of, because in the silence, you hear the truth and know the solutions. Deepak Chopra. I love that part where he says, hear the truth and know the solutions. You might be surprised that when you're in solitude, something that you've been struggling with all of a sudden might open up to you and you may find that solution. Think about it. Don't block it, try it. One more quote I'd like to read to you. This one's by Anonymous. Never be afraid to spend time in your own company, getting to know yourself better. That's where true happiness is found. And I will tell you from my own personal experience, I've seen a total transformation in myself. Just happier, lighter. In these times of being in my home, I still feel productive. I have something to look forward to. I start researching again. It sparks something in me. And I'd like it to spark something in you. So whether you choose to try solitude or not, one thing I'd like you to do, there's a song called A Million Dreams. It's from The Greatest Showman. My favorite version is by Pink. Pull up the words. When I hear that song, A Million Dreams, the colors that it evokes, the talking about the dreams and the doors opening and filling your dreams, that's what life should be all about. We all have hard times. We've all had to struggle. We've all had roadblocks. But we have to learn to push through and not let things take us down. And when we feel like something's going to take us down, we listen to a song like A Million Dreams and know that anything can be possible if we just put ourselves out there. So my goal for you is to look at all the wide open spaces around you and explore your world and some solitude this week. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, Wide Open Spaces with Elise.